Masechet Moed Katan Perek Bet Mishnah Dalad. Mishnah continues to talk about things that are not allowed to be done on Chol HaMoed. Mishnah says, Mehapinet HaKetziot Bekash. You're allowed to cover your cut figs that are in the field with straw on Chol HaMoed to protect them from the rain. In those days, figs were an item that were usually dried and then turned into these bigger fig cakes, and they would stay edible for a very long time. What they would do is they would cut off the top of the fig, they would drain out all of the juice, and then they would spread it in the field in order to dry in the sun, and then they would press together into these big fig cakes. But if it rained on top of these figs, they would get destroyed, so they would cover them up with straw in order to make sure that no moisture would get on top of them. And we say this is allowed on Chol HaMoed, even though there's a lot of work involved, there's a lot of tirha, and you don't need the figs for the purpose of the holiday. If rain came on them, you'd lose the whole thing. So therefore, it's considered to be a davar ha'aved, a potential loss, and you're allowed to cover the figs with straw on Chol HaMoed. Rabbi Yehuda omer, af me'avin. According to Rabbi Yehuda, not only are you allowed to use straw, but you're even allowed to make a very thick pile of cut figs so that you have different layers, and the top layers would protect the bottom layers underneath it from rain. Even though this is more exertion than covering them with the regular straw, it would be allowed according to the Bihuda. Like we learned earlier, you're not allowed, it's only allowed to buy and sell on Chol HaMoed when it's the Sorech HaMoed, when it's for the holiday itself. So the Mishnah here will say when you're allowed to buy, how you should do it. Mochre perot kesut vechelim mochrin besin'ah lesorech HaMoed. For people who sell fruit, clothing, and utensils are allowed to sell these items, but they can only sell it in private and only for the needs of the holiday, but not publicly. If somebody is selling them publicly, like he does all year long, people are just going to look at him and say, ah, he's doing business like he does all year long, which has nothing to do with the Sorech HaMoed. It's for long term, it's for whenever. So they'll think that of him as well over here. So therefore, a person has to change the way he sells it, and you have to sell in a private manner to avoid that problem. A similar limitation applies to somebody who is practicing their trade for Chol HaMoed needs. Hasayadin, v'hadashoshot, v'hagarosot, osin besin'ah lesorech HaMoed. Trappers, grain pounders, and bean grinders also could do their work, but has to be done in private, and has to be done lesorech HaMoed. People who are preparing food, and specifically these types of food where they would work with large quantity and it would last the people a very long time. So It would look like they're not doing things lesorech HaMoed. So therefore, we tell them that they have to work only in private. If a person's doing it privately, it doesn't come off as bad for the holiday. Of course, someone who's doing it in their own home, doing it not as part of a trade, is allowed to do it wherever he wants, as long as he's doing it lesorech HaMoed as well. Rabbi Yosei omer, him hechmiru al atzman. According to Rabbi Yosei, no. Even these people, even though there's a halakha that they're allowed to work in private, they were mahmir on themselves, they were strict upon themselves, and they agreed not even to work in private on Chol HaMoed. Masechet Moed Katan, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Aleph. Melacha, that is lesorech HaMoed, that's for the purpose of the holiday, is allowed to be done on Chol HaMoed, and that should include a person cutting his hair and also washing clothing. But the rabbis prohibited both of these activities on Chol HaMoed because they were nervous that people were going to postpone doing them until Chol HaMoed. And once that happened, a person now was coming into the holiday on the first Yamim Tovim with stubble, with a untrimmed beard. He's coming in with dirty clothes. So the rabbis came up with a solution. They said, we're going to make sure people don't push it off to Chol HaMoed because we're going to outlaw getting a haircut and shaving and doing laundry on Chol HaMoed, which is going to force a person to really make sure they take care of it before the holiday starts. But this Mishnah is going to list exceptions to that rule and will tell us when a haircut is allowed on Chol HaMoed. Mishnah says, Ve'elu megalechein ma'moed. These are the people who are allowed to cut their hair during Chol HaMoed because it was too difficult or impossible for them to do before the holiday, or because there's some sort of mitzvah for them to do it on Chol HaMoed. Haba min medinat hayam. If somebody comes from far overseas, they were doing business or for a certain necessity. They weren't going traveling for no reason, and they were traveling on business, and they got home, and it was right before the holiday, and they didn't have time to cut their hair before Yom Tov, so they're allowed to get a haircut at Chol HaMoed. Umibet HaShivya, somebody who is released from captivity. V'hayotzei mibet HaAsurin, somebody who leaves prison. In prison, he was in too much sa'ad, he was in too much anguish in order to worry about getting a proper haircut. V'haminudeh shehitiru lo hachamim, somebody who was under a ban of nidui. Nidui is a form of excommunication for people who violate certain halachot. Part of nidui is somebody's not allowed to cut their hair or launder their clothing. So now somebody was released from that nidui, either on Chol HaMoed, so that's the first opportunity for him to get a haircut, or he was released right before Chol HaMoed, right before Yom Tov, and he didn't have a chance to get a haircut in both situations. Since he was unable to cut his hair before the holiday, he's allowed to cut it here on Chol HaMoed. V'chein, mi shenish'al lehacham behutad, somebody who had a certain shivu'ah, a certain vow that they made, that they couldn't cut their hair, and they couldn't find a rabbi to do hatarat nedarim with, or they couldn't find a petach, they couldn't find a way out of the neder that they had, and they finally found a way out on Chol HaMoed. They're also allowed to get a haircut. And other exceptions that we'll list are situations where there's a commandment, there's a mitzvah to cut one's hair. The hanazir, a nazir, somebody who accepts upon himself nezirut, a certain vow where he's not allowed to cut his hair, drink wine, or become tameh to a dead body. When his nezirut is complete, he then has to bring korbanot and also cut off his hair. So since the haircutting over here is a mitzvah, it's allowed to be done on Chol HaMoed. V'hamesora ha'ole mitum'ato l'taharato, somebody who is a metzora, somebody who has a skin condition of sara'at, that person, as he's becoming tameh, as he's rising up in his from his impurity to become pure, if he's doing that on Chol HaMoed, part of that process is on the first day, and on the seventh day, he has to cut his hair. So if that falls out on Chol HaMoed, he's allowed to cut his hair because it's part of, again, a mitzvah, part of the purification process.